Another combine, and you enjoy this time of year because you have an opportunity to start adding to your football team, good football players, and this is one of the first steps in that process. We're coming off a year that we did some good things. We've got a lot of improvement to make this offseason, which we'll do, and we've started going forward as coaches and working on that part. John Dorsey obviously is in charge of personnel and is doing a good job there and with his guys and the scouts. So, again, good to be here, good to be amongst you, and look forward to seeing some of these players move around this week here. Talk to you. Time's yours. Well, that's something we're going through now. We're doing all our self-scout evaluations now, and so we're obviously looking at that head on. I start with myself, and the coaches do the same thing, and then we look at where we can make improvements, either scheme wise and or put guys in better positions to make plays. Well, I thought Seattle did a great job. I thought they had a heck of a year offensively and defensively, well deserving of being the Super Bowl champs. I thought Denver did a nice job too of being there. So things didn't work out for them in that particular game, but they're a good football team likewise. So, but yeah, they did some good things defensively for sure. Well, I mean, I can't. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that. Those are cards that you keep close in pocket there, right? But we look at everybody right now and make sure that you cover all the positions. One of the tricks of the draft is that you take the best players available if you can stay that disciplined to do so and just make yourself a better football team. Well, it does. A lot of variables there that go into it. Being able to predict that's a little tougher than predicting that first pick for sure. So, again, like I said, you try to stay as disciplined as you possibly can and take the best player available when you get to that point.
Andy, when you drafted, did you have any idea that he would play at the level?
Well, he was somebody that kind of jumped out at us when Howie and I were looking at the tape and Doug Peterson and Marty and Nagy, they all evaluated him. So he was somebody, I think, collectively that we came that we all came to like. And then once you got him on board there and had a chance to work with him, you knew he was going to be pretty good. At least that's what you felt, yeah. And with the cap set up today, it's not quite as demanding financially as it was on an organization a few years back. So, but still at that same point, if there's a worthy player there at the quarterback position and you have an opportunity to get him, and you want to make sure that you get the right one for sure. I'm probably not deep enough into it myself. That might be a question you ask Doris tomorrow. But it looks like there's some good football players. I've had a chance to meet with John. I've had a chance to look at a few of the players. It sure looks like there's a good group of guys this year. Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that question. Yeah, it was a little rough last time. We're smoothing that over, though, right now, right? We're just kind of working through it. Yeah. Now that it was a rough day the last time we were here. Some great things we can learn from that, though, as a young football team, and we will learn from it.
So. What's the ideal workload for Jamal Charles next year?
Well, you saw as we went on, we were able to do that with Nile. Nile was a rookie, and he was learning every week and getting better every week. So as the season went on, we were able to give him the ball a little bit more, and I think coming into this season, we will be able to mix it up a little bit better than what we did early in the season last year.
And it seems like you're doing, at least from the outside, it seems like you're doing a lot less with personnel than you did in Philly in the last 8 or 10 years or so. What makes you more comfortable kind of just focusing on the coaching side?
Well, I've got a lot of trust in John, number one. We have a history back from Green Bay, and I think he's got a great staff. When I was able to meet with Clark Hunt, really that's the format that Clark wanted, was a general manager doing the personnel and the head coach being the head coach. So I was all for that. That was good. And at that particular time in my career. But most of all, I have trust in John. I mean, that's a And he does a great job. He's aggressive, and he knows good football players.
So. Was there a speak to that relationship that you and John have? Even players have said how they see how great you guys work together, and that just motivates them.
Yeah, well, John, that's John. I mean, John is he's upbeat, positive. He works hard. He understands the personnel side. He comes from a pretty good lineage of personnel people, starting with Ron Wolf, who arguably is one of the finest ever to do his job. So, and John studied Ron and is very close with Ron. So, to this day, and you can see some of the things that some of the things John does are from. From things that he learned from Ron.
What do you need the next step for Eric this year to be,
position wise
or
performance wise? Yeah, well, first of all, Eric came in, and as you know, safeties are asked to do a whole lot. And Eric's asked to do even more than a whole lot. We put him all over the place. And he was able to pick up a new defense in a year and still be a unanimous Pro Bowl player. So, and he'll continue to get better even. The more familiar he becomes with the defense. So the more he plays in it, the better he'll get. It's kind of exciting.
What's your evaluation of the wide receiver position and also tight ends on the roster?
Yeah, listen, I thought they did a good job. Dwayne had his best game the last game. And so what we take a lot of pride in doing is spreading the ball around to all the different people that we have. And we don't really focus in on one necessarily on one person in the throwing game, and as a result, that makes defenses have to cover everybody, right? So I'm okay with both those spots. That's where I'm at.
It's hard to hear. But.
Yeah. Well, again, skilled players that are that can help us out and. I want to see what they do in our system, whether it's at the wide receiver slot position, whether it's in the running back position and still being able to flex out and do some of the things we ask our running backs to do. So it's probably too early to tell right this minute until I get them out there. I did see the film, yeah. Yeah, well, you have returnability by both of them. One's a receiver, and he's a smaller guy that's quick. He was exciting, when he was in Canada, he was an exciting player. And then Knight's a running back, and he gives you some flexibility just by the things that he does catching the football.
Thank you. squad that could really help you?
I have some guys that I'm looking forward to kind of seeing. It's different playing the scout team during the year and actually getting out there and competing for a spot. So I kind of look forward to training camp and seeing how guys do. But I think we've got a pretty good group of young nucleus, a good group of young players that form a nice nucleus there. But I look forward to adding guys, too. I'm a big believer that you build your team through the draft. Free agency can be a bit of a tease at times, and I think you have to be real careful with that. Yeah, I like the 34. I mean, I like some of the things that it gives you. In particular, once you drop the nose and fire yourself into a nickel situation, you can use those guys as rush and drop guys, which allows you to be a little bit creative with some of your blitz packages. So that standpoint, as far as the evaluation part goes, a lot of teams are playing the 34. So if you're playing the 34, not too hard to evaluate them. If you're not, you're taking a defensive end, it might be a little bit undersized and you're going to convert. You just got to make sure you spend enough time with him and, and that he has the flexibility to do that. I thought Trent Cole did a great job this year making that transition. I know a lot of people, they weren't sure whether he could do that. And it looked like he had another good year. So. Well, I think there are certain guys, depending on the round that you take them, that might not be quite as finished as some of the other higher picks. And you feel pretty good taking those guys and allow them to grow. I think every one of these college players, you're going to expect to grow in some form and hope that they grow in some form. Doesn't matter. I mean, we took Eric Fisher with the first pick last year, and I watched the growth that he made throughout the year. It was phenomenal. So and he was the number one pick. So I expect that from our guys. I expect our coaches to be able to relate to the guys and coach them and teach them to be better than what they were coming out.
Are the older players in a little bit of a
older players, you're saying? I mean, like my favorite university, BYU. Is that what you're saying? You know, guys come out a little older. That's all right. They'll play till they're 34, right? We'll be all right. So, I think you can't put everybody in a box like that. So you've got to just. It depends on the person. Yeah. Where are you from?
Chicago.
Okay, I'm just checking.
All right. Thank you.
All right.